In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. I guess if you had to pick a title for a homily, which some people do all the time, I guess, but I don't usually have a title, but if you had to pick one, it's that Christ's disciples were doers of the law. Christ's disciples were doers of the law. The passage right before, the verse before our reading this morning from Matthew 4:17 says, "From that time Jesus began to preach and to say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" Those are the words that directly precede our gospel. Then we see that Jesus begins to pick and choose his disciples, and he calls them to follow him. These first disciples of Christ had already heard the preaching of John the Baptist, which had prepared them to accept the Messiah immediately. It had worked in their hearts. As his disciples, Jesus chose men who have not been trained in any sacred school, most of whom were unlearned and illiterate. They were considered by the various religious groups within Judaism as people of the land, as peasants. At Pentecost, however, these men will be revealed to be the wisest of all by the power of the Holy Spirit. And even so today, Jesus calls all to follow him. He says to mamas, to daddies, to children, to grandparents, to all, whoever it is, young people, middle-aged, old people, like the deacon over here. But he says, follow me. Follow me. In business, in various jobs, in labors, in endeavors, in school, in work, in serving, in singing, Christ calls each of us to follow me. The training we receive takes place in here. That training that we receive takes place in here, in our hearts. It takes place in our minds. It takes place in our spirit. It takes place in our actions and in our lives as we wake up each morning to serve and to love God, the Holy Trinity, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's what we're called to do, love and serve him, to worship him, to do those things he's called us to do every day, whatever that job or task happens to be. How big, how little, whatever it is, he calls us to do that. He calls us to do it with all the strength that we have. If you've just got a little bitty strength, you use that. If you happen to have a whole lot of strength, you use that. You use what strength that God has given us in our lives. Romans chapter 2, verse 13, from our reading this morning says, "For not the hearers of the law are just in the sight of God, but the doers of the law will be justified." You can hear all day long, but if you're not a doer, you have to ask yourself, am I justified? Does God hear me? According to the scriptures, no. You have to be a doer. If you look at our disciples this morning as doers, the disciples got up immediately and followed Jesus. They were doers. It was in their hearts. What do you think if they had said, you know, I just don't think I'm going to go. I think I'm just going to stay here. I got other things to do. Would they be disciples? According to this, no. But they did. They followed. They got up. They went. And they did what God called them to do. So then you may ask yourself, well, how am I to be? What can I do to be a doer? Well, I could probably give you about 50 to 100 things in a list, and we could go through all of them and be here for quite a while. But I've got about three right now. How to be a doer? You ask yourself that question. One, in truth, realize that nothing is hidden from God. In truth, realize that nothing is hidden from God. He sees everything, and He knows the truth about each one of us. He knows the truth about each of us. He knows that I am a sinner and in great need of His mercy and His love, His forgiveness, and His salvation. And in that we see that in ourselves, be humble before God. God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Secondly, can be a doer in repentance. An unrepentant or hard heart despises God's goodness, treasuring up the wrath of God at the judgment, according to our reading from Romans this morning. An unrepentant or a hard heart despises God's goodness, treasuring up the wrath of God. But a repentant heart, a soft heart, on the other hand, is grateful for God's patience. Grateful for the way God is patient with us, with me. A repentant heart is one that abides in Christ and lives within Him, practicing a lifetime of repentance. That's what we do. We practice that repentance day in and day out. And finally, by doing good deeds from your heart, not trying to gain merit with God. Well, let's see. If I go out and do this, God's going to give me X amount of points. That's not the point. That's not it. You do those good things from in here because you want to. Because God softens our hearts and enables us to do those good things that we do. Whether it's taking care of your kids or your grandparents or just doing things for people that need help. Just helping out those who need help doing everyday things. It's our good intentions and combined with our good actions. You can have all the good intentions you want, but if you don't follow through on some of those. Our faith and our good works, they go together. Faith and works. We seek God's glory and not our own glory. We don't go after our own, hey, look at me, look how cool I am. That's not it. We seek God's glory. We do those things for God's glory. Seek first the kingdom of heaven. Seek first the kingdom of heaven. And to remember that in here, faith without works is dead. You can say all the faith you want. I've got faith. Oh, it's everywhere. But if you don't have works to go with it, do you really have faith? And remember, you can choose to follow Christ or not. You have a free will. Christ doesn't grab you by the neck. And He may put you in some circumstances that you just can't get out of. He may have you in circumstances that are so bad that it draws you to Him. And thank God for those. Thank God for those, because it brings you to cling to Christ, to cling to God for the help that you need, for the help we all need in just making it. So you can choose to follow and be a doer or not. The grace of God is there. We have to use it. The grace of God is there for us, and we have to use it. Romans 2:4. I know our reading from Romans was from 17 on, or 10 through 16. You got to go back and read the first part of that. It makes a little more sense. And I decided not to use all of that because it would make the homily too long. But in 2:4, but we know that the judgment of God is according to truth against those. That's two. Or do you despise the riches of His goodness, forbearance, and long-suffering, not knowing that the goodness of God leads you to repentance? The goodness of God, His love, His mercy, leads us to repentance. Therefore, that's why those bad circumstances that we find ourselves in are not that bad at all, but they're for our salvation. The disciples of Christ will receive according to His deeds, according to their deeds, according to our deeds. If we call ourselves disciples, then we follow Christ. As the disciples, the originals, were doers of the word, may God grant us grace to be doers of the word and not just hearers. Verse 7, chapter 2. Eternal life to those who by patient continuance in doing good seek for glory, honor, and immortality. But to those who are self-seeking and do not obey the truth, but obey unrighteousness, indignation, and wrath. But glory, honor, and peace to everyone who works what is good, to the Jew first and also to the Greek. Patient continuance in doing good, and seek glory, honor, immortality, and peace will be our eternal life. For not the hearers of the law are just in the sight of God, but the doers of the law will be justified. May God grant each of us, in our hearts, in our minds, in our spirits, in our persons, in our love for one another, in our love for others, to be able to be those doers that God has called us to be. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.